Track 15. Unit 4. Listening. Exercise 3.
Today I'm going to be talking about amateur journalism. In other words, journalism practiced by ordinary people, not professional journalists. For people like you who want to get some real writing experience, this can be a good way to get started. And later I'll be offering you some practical tips to help you. Amateur journalists are providing more and more news. I think the main cause of this change has been the internet. Nowadays, anyone close to an important event can write a report and email it to a newspaper. Or they can take a photo with a digital camera, or use their mobile phone to make a video film of what's happening. Also, amateur journalism isn't just for people who are in the right place at the right time. People can now write reports and articles about things which a big organization might not be interested in, and post their ideas on their website or blog. This means that all sorts of people can express their views. Also, in the past, if you wanted to make your opinions known, one of the few ways of doing this was to send a letter to a newspaper. But normally, newspapers only print a few of the thousands of letters they receive each day. Now, people can write about the things which are really important to them and the people around them, and they put it in a blog. As a result, amateur journalists often write about something which is a local issue. And by local issue, I mean something happening in the school in their area, or the traffic in their town, but not something necessarily of national or international interest. Amateur journalism is a growing phenomenon. There are now major online newspapers. Oh My News in South Korea, for example, has a large number of readers, and for this reason, they can attract advertising and get income from this. And as a result, it's become a profitable business.